until the dawn of his 15th name day, when he had been awakened to find his horse saddled and ready. Three men-at-arms had escorted him into a wood near Horn Hill, where his father was skinning a deer.
"You are almost a man grown now, and my heir," Lord Randall Tarley had told his eldest son, his knife laying bare the carcass as he spoke. "You have given me no cause to disown you, but neither will I allow you to inherit the land and title that should be Dickens. Heartsbane must go to a man strong enough to wield her, and you are not worthy to touch her hilt. So I have decided that you shall this day announce that you wish to take the black. You will forsake all claim to your brother's inheritance and start north before evenfall. If you do not, then on the morrow we shall have a hunt, and somewhere in these woods your horse will stumble, and you will be thrown from your saddle to die. Or so I will tell your mother. She has a woman's heart, and finds it in her to cherish even you, and I have no wish to cause her pain. Please do not imagine that it will truly be that easy should you think to defy me. Nothing would please me more than to hunt you down like the pig you are."
His arms were red to the elbows as he laid the skinning knife aside.
"So, there is your choice. The night's watch."
He reached inside the deer, ripped out its heart, and held it in his fist, red and dripping,
"or this."